The presidential motorcade came around Air Force One, all the way looped around, and then sped up to the front, where the president's car stopped right in front of the metal stairs. The president stepped out of the chauffeured car, saluted the soldiers there at the base, jogged briskly up the metal staircase, turned at the top in the doorway to wave, waved once or twice, then ducked under the doorway and into Air Force One. Then the rest of the packing up of the plane took place. They warned us it was about to get really windy, and sure enough, those jet engines started. And as it took off, turning around on the runway, slowly taxiing down and then to the south, and then one wheel lifted up, and the next thing you knew, it was in the air and gone. And just like that, it became quiet on the flight line. All the hustle and bustle of the morning fading away at the base, getting back to normal now that the president has left the state. So much behind-the-scenes preparation, security, logistics. Now quiet, peaceful, sunny, a sharp contrast to those jet engines roaring. The beautiful, beautiful sky, blue sky, shining above Air Force One, white and blue, with that presidential seal and American flag shining in the sun. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.